Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of Grits in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and I am so thankful that you join me on this December 1st and the first Sunday of Advent. This episode is going to be a little bit shorter because I'm only doing a homily at my church because it's Hanging of the Green Sunday. And that is such a beautiful service, and I hope that wherever you worship, that you are getting to do that as well. So this may be a little bit shorter, but just know that it is still filled with just as much love and care for you, and that I cannot wait to be back with you next week for the second Sunday of Advent and another full service. So let us begin today as we come together in a time of prayer and meditation. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Today's psalm is the 25th psalm, verses 1 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us join together now in those words that we say together each week to remind us of the tenets of our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you today at the very beginning of Advent, reminding ourselves of the real reasons that we celebrate, reminding ourselves of how our entire Advent and Christmas season should be structured and should be an expression of love and grateful hearts for the child that is to come. Help us to remain focused on those things as we move throughout the season. Hear us now as we pray the words that that child grew up to teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson is Luke 21, 25 through 36. Hear now the word of the Lord. There will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on the earth, distress among the nation, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see the things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with the dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. And that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man. The Word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The name Clement C. Moore may not be familiar to you, but the opening stanza of one of his poems may sound a little familiar. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. This time of year is full of preparation and waiting, preparing grocery lists so that we only have to go to the store once, in theory. Preparing the house with decorations and trying not to say bad words when the lights don't work. Preparing the gifts by wrapping them and trying not to mix up which present is for which person. Preparing the house for guests and not forgetting to put out extra towels. Preparing the stockings to be hung and getting our nightcaps and kerchiefs on straight so maybe, just maybe, we can get some sleep. There's so much preparation that we can miss the point of Christmas. We are so busy with the details and making lists that we forget to look up and look around. We miss moments of joy and thanksgiving. There are a lot of traps out there, a lot of things that are easier to fall into instead of staying focused on the kingdom of God, the dissipation and the drunkenness and worries of this life. These verses always make me think of Mary and Martha. Christmas is prime Martha time. We feel the pressure to make everything perfect and live up to impossible standards. Friends, the Martha Stewarts of the world have a whole team of people behind the scenes. They make it look easy when it is really not easy at all. What are we missing when we are that worried about perfection? What are we missing when we're trying to be the Martha who takes care of everyone else but ourselves? I will also say that there is nothing wrong with being Martha sometimes. I am a Martha through and through. The trap is when we are only Martha and we are never Mary. Sometimes we need to be like Mary, who sits at the feet of Jesus to learn. Sometimes we need to be like Mary Magdalene and proclaim the good news to all around us. And most of all, especially at Christmas, we need to be like Mary, the mother of Jesus, who listened to the call that the angel came down to place with her and say, Here am I. We need to be available and alert to hear the sounds of the angels. We don't need to miss it because we're too busy making Christmas a wonderland for everyone else. My hope for you this Advent and Christmas season is the same one that I have to remind myself of every year. My hope is that we all make time and space for our own wonder and joy. That we find quiet time to study and reflect. That we don't miss the beauty of the season because we're too busy making lists. And at the end of the day, we can straighten our kerchiefs and our nightcaps. We can find rest and renewal in the story of the birth of Jesus, who came into the world to become the Savior of us all. Amen. As we go throughout not only this week, but all of Advent, let us remember these things. Let us not be too busy to enjoy the season. Let us not be too Martha to remember to be Mary. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.